Report: Trump administration may deport migrants even if home countries refuse them. By Paul Bois on December 5, 2024. The Trump administration may reportedly deport migrants, even if their home countries refuse to accept them. In the event of a migrant's home country refusing to accept a deported person, three sources confirmed to NBC News that the Trump administration has reportedly been talking to Turks and Caicos, the Bahamas, Panama, and Grenada as possible alternatives to receive them. It is not clear if the migrants would be allowed to legally remain to work and live in the countries to which they are deported, noted NBC News. It is also not known what kind of pressure, either economic or diplomatic, the Trump transition is applying to countries to get them to agree, or might apply once President-elect Donald Trump is inaugurated in January. Trump had previously sent migrants, mainly asylum seekers, to Guatemala during his first term if their home country refused to receive them, until that policy was halted with the coronavirus pandemic. Though the ACLU and other immigrant groups sued over the policy, the lawsuit is still pending in federal court. Migrants who come from Venezuela, Cuba, China and other countries that are reluctant to accept back people who have emigrated to the United States have long posed an issue for U.S. authorities, who are barred by federal court orders from indefinitely detaining them, explained NBC News. As a result, many migrants from those countries end up released into the United States, even if a judge has ordered them deported. Trump, who has promised the largest deportation operation in American history, is also aiming to see if Mexico would receive non-Mexicans in the event of deportation, though Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has already said she only wishes to receive Mexican citizens. Obviously, we are in solidarity with everyone, but our principal function is to receive Mexicans. And we hope to have an agreement with the Trump administration in case there are these deportations so that they can also send people who come from other countries to their countries of origin, Sheinbaum said. Caroline Levitt, a Trump Vance transition spokeswoman, told NBC News that the president-elect plans to deliver on his promise for mass deportation. President Trump was given a mandate by the American people to stop the invasion of illegal immigrants, secure the border, and deport dangerous criminals and terrorists that make our communities less safe. He will deliver, said Levitt. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.